day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Danny McCauley, owner of Rome Lake Books here in our village, who's going to be speaking about Knowlton Player's upcoming play, If Books Could Kill, on which he is serving as director. So Danny, this is the second play put on by Knowlton Player since we've went through the pandemic period over the last couple of years. And so how does it feel to be back?
Oh, it's great to be back. Really missed it and really excited. It's so much fun to be, you know, playing with people and in the rehearsals or having such a great laugh. It's super. It's really very exciting.
And for people who might not know very much about Knowlton Players, can you just describe your group a little bit and what you do here in our community?
Sure. Well, we've been around for quite a long time. Well, since 1990. We're open to anybody, basically from the age of 7 up to 100, I suppose. and we do usually about 3 or 4 shows, sometimes a musical or a musical piece a year, normally. And sometimes a children's play or comedies or musicals, that sort of thing. Okay. And we audition, but we're very happy to have new people.
Awesome. And so you have this upcoming play, If Books Could Kill. Can you give us some inside details as to what initiated this play and why you decided to take on the role as director?
Sure, absolutely. Well, it actually was an idea that came from the library. Okay. They were looking for ideas to promote their new extension and to get the word out and to create more funding and buzz. So we've had a nice relationship with the library for, you know, many years. Knowlton Players has often done fundraisers for them. And they came to us and sort of said, could we do this? Could we do some sort of a play, a production? So we have, well, we're fortunate enough to have Laura Teasdale, who's written a lot of plays for us in the past. So we went to Laura, and she's agreed and has written a fantastic play. Now, part of it, I should back up a little bit, because part of the extension project with the whole library is that one of the biggest supporters is Louise Penny. She's
yes.
Donating a lot of money to the cause. She's very passionate about it. She really wants to see the project move forward, and she was interested in being involved in a play.
Oh.
Now, I've known this for a number of years. Like, Louise supports the Knowlton Players, and she loves coming to our shows, and she's always interested in things, what we're doing. And she's asked, you know, she said, if everything, any, you know, we ever had a chance, maybe we could, you know, have her in a show. She was interested if it fit. I'd actually had her set to do a reading. The pandemic hit. Anyway, it was all canceled. But,
yes.
But there were, you know, we've been looking at things anyway. So the play was written with the idea that Louise would be in it. So Laura, who's done a lot of historical research about Knowlton, was looking back at the history of the library and the great character of Narcissa Pettis, who was a strong woman, very active in the community, was involved in many, many things. And her husband died and left her the money, which was somewhat unusual because very often it usually the money went to the men.
Yes.
But in this case, he left it to his wife, and she built the library in his memory. And so Laura just, so there was this natural connection between Narcissa Pettis and Louise Penny. So she wrote the character in for Louise. So Louise is playing Narcissa Pettis. It's really fun.
That's great. And so what themes will people discover throughout this play? Are you able to give us a little bit of insight as to what it's about exactly? From what I'm understanding, it's about the story of how the library came to be, or?
Well, in a sense, we're back in 1894 with the opening of the library, and we're about an hour before the gala. And people are getting ready, and all the sort of the dignitaries are around, and they're rehearsing the songs, they're rehearsing the speeches. But a few things sort of go wrong. and this is where Laura Teasdale takes a big twist on things. Cause so there's a lot of truth that's there of the actual, you know, setup of what actually happened. And then Laura takes that Knowlton Player's twist and just throws in this complete fun, crazy farce that sort of happens in the middle. And just, it's just a big laugh. It's just a big riotous laugh. And then she sort of brings us back to the opening of the actual event.
It's a little bit more on the dramatic side, it seems.
Yes.
It's comedy, comedy drama.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And is Knowlton Players collaborating with anyone on this play? You mentioned Louise Penny is going to be playing a role. But are you collaborating with any other groups in the area in terms of actors or venues? Are there any other people helping make this play possible?
Well, the venue, we're setting up a tent outside the library on the library lawn. So it's being performed there.
Okay.
And so we really are working with the library on this production. We do have... There are some music, so we are kind of working with the Cowansville singers of Laura and John Barr, who are involved in the production, and so they are bringing some singers in, but they are also sort of Knowlton Players because they're often in our shows anyway. But collaboration, the whole show really is about collaboration because it's about everybody working together to get this library created. And that's the real theme that Laura's sort of really pushed. She's got different kinds of characters from different walks of life that are, and really the whole point is working together, collaboration, getting to that place where it's community. It's all about community. And that's what she's really done a wonderful job of, bringing that together.
Okay, and I wanted to ask you as well, why did you think it was important to do your part in support of the library?
I guess the sort of thing that happened is the president of the library, Jane Livingston at the moment, the president of the board, and she's also on the Literary Festival, which my wife and I have both been on that board, and my wife is on that board now. She's vice president, I think, at this point now. And so, like, she's always meeting with Jane, and it was because this connection with the Literary Festival, because my wife's on the board and Jane's on the board, and we've been involved with the festival. So that's where that's where it's all coming from, the Literary Festival, the library, the bookstore, the Knowlton Players. They're all, Jane came to Lucy came to the board of the Knowlton Players. I'm on the board of the Knowlton Players. So, Lucy's in the show, so I'm going to direct the show because she's in it, and Louise is in it, so, it's...
So it's just helping each other out.
Right.
Okay. And are you able to give some details on the dates and times and where people can find their tickets if they want to buy any?
Sure. Performances take place Saturday, July 9th at 2 and 7, and Sunday, July 10th at 2 and 7. Tickets are $20, except for the Saturday evening performance. That's the 9th. Saturday the 9th, they're $80 because that's a gala for the library. So there's going to be wine and cheese, there's going to be speeches, there's a special historical display. So it's the big night.
Yeah.
So, and the whole idea is to raise money. So that's the big night for everyone to really come out and really, put their dollars into that library, which is the whole point. Tickets are available on Eventbrite online, but an easy way to find the link is if you go to the Pettus Memorial Library site, right on their homepage is the link.
Okay.
So you can just go there. It's very easy to follow. But if anybody has a problem, come to the bookstore and we'll help you out.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else, Danny, that you wanted to mention about the fundraiser or about the play that you think would be important for people to know.
We have some children in the play, which is kind of an interesting little side, because Laura threw in the home children, which is a nice little aside. Because of course Knowlton had a distributing house, and Laura also wrote a play about the home children with a character Poppy. She's brought Poppy back. She's a 10-year-old Poppy, and she's helping the home children are helping in the gala event, so they're part of the team as well as the women's auxiliary as well as the harmony band. All of these groups are helping to come together to make this gala, and there are a lot of fun Knowlton names like the Knowltons and the Fosters and the Pettises and Anyway, I'm sure everyone that's an old Knowlton family might recognize the family name in the show.
Yeah, so she's really incorporating the history of the area into this play to make it almost recognizable for people.
Yes, and there's some Louise Penny things thrown in, too. So if you know anything about the books and about Louise Penny, there's some
links.
Yes, there's some definite nods to Louise in her books.
Well, thank you so much, Danny. I really appreciate you speaking with us.
No problem. Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.